Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and I'm in a crib tonight. I didn't want to go out. I actually was invited on a fabulous date in Queens, but I'm exhausted from all of this walking I've been doing. So tonight I decided just to stay home, cook dinner, and yes, I finally have a glass of wine. I wasn't going to drink anything, but I Googled, I think it's like 123 calories for one glass of wine. So I said, you know what? It's not going to kill me for a glass of wine. So I went and bought me some wine. I got me some porgies. I got some vegetables, some spinach, some asparagus. And I made me a nice little salad with some steam. Well, actually, I don't know what you call it. Is it baked? I made some fish and I wrapped it up in the aluminum foil with some onions, some peppers, some garlic and a little sea salt. And it was bomb. And I actually put a little bit of chipotle seasoning on it. It sounds crazy, but it kind of gave it like a smoky taste. It was really delicious. It was very healthy. And right now I'm having a glass of wine. And I'm feeling amazing. So I was like, you know, let me just see what my peeps are doing. Let me see what you guys are doing. I know it's Friday, so probably some guys are probably going out. Some ladies are getting all cute to go out and flirt with the boys. Some people just staying home and chilling in their own comfort zone, in their own crib. You know, I'm in my crib right now. I'm chilling. I'm under the AC. I'm about to watch a movie. I don't know what I want to watch yet, but I'm just in my whole vibe right now. I'm in a really good mood. I'm feeling good. My body feeling good. I lost a few pounds. Like, I'm just like, listen, I ain't going outside wasting no money, wasting no time, wearing no uncomfortable shoes or anything just to be standing around and looking cute. I'm not in that mood. Nah. Tomorrow, I am going out, though. I'm going on a little date tomorrow. I don't know if I want to call it a date, but yeah, tomorrow I'm going out tomorrow. Today, I'm staying in the house by choice. I can't make it to every event. I can't go to every party. I can't go to every dinner. But when I do go, it means something because, believe me, I'd rather be home relaxing. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm home relaxing, having a glass of wine, and just, you know, my sister called me today. My little sister called me today. We were talking, and I don't really want to get into details about my little cousin's death. I did a podcast about that when he passed away, but I took it down because I was way too emotional. Like, I was crying through the whole episode, so I kind of took it down. I'm not ready to post that podcast episode yet, but I'm hearing through the grapevine that a friend or somebody that he knew probably had something to do with his demise. And if that's the case, then things need to be handled. And I'm like, I am like the biggest person in just, I want peace. I want to figure it out. Let's try to get to the source. But if that is the case, that my cousin that is no longer here, my little cousin, that they took his life, Alonza, if that's the case that his friend did that or somebody that he knew set that up, man, listen, I'm not even the type of person to wish harm on nobody because I have a daughter and I have my own life and I believe the tongue is very powerful. What you say can manifest. So I'm not going to wish harm on anybody, but I'm just going to say one thing. God has I'm telling you, like, God is real. Some people may not believe so, but, and the crazy thing about it, he might not even come for the person that did it. He will come for their family, or he'll try to attack anything closer to that person that they love. So my whole thing is, like, I just pray to God that that's not true. Because at the end of the day, my little cousin ain't never coming back regardless. Even if they find a killer a million times, it's not going to bring him back. But there's no way that a person that created this could still be walking around freely. It's just unfair. And I don't know who did it. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about what happened to my little cousin. Like, I try not to even hear it when people tell me things. I'm like, all right, I don't want to hear it because it literally bothers me so bad. But if that is the case, then justice needs to be like literally had now, ASAP, yesterday. We need to get down to it. And I'm a very big believer in God, and I believe that I'm a lover of the Lord, and I'm very, very spiritual, and I believe in karma. I do believe in karma. I believe in good karma, and I also believe in bad. That's why I don't do bad. We're not perfect, you know, but I know one thing. I'm not out here doing nobody wrong because I have a conscience, and if I do something that's wrong and I'm wrong, I'm going to apologize. Now, if I did something that you might not like and you came at me a different way, I'm going to show you the same energy you're showing me. That's just that. That's just who I am. I'm going to mirror what you give me. You give me respect, I give you respect. But there ain't no way in the world that God knows how much I love him. And I know he has a lot of brothers and sisters and a lot of his children out here love him. But I tell you this much, ain't no way that somebody going to take my little cousin off this planet. And like I said, who am I to say when somebody time is or not, but without, there has to be some type of repercussions. That's it. That's all I need to say. I'm not saying anything else, but just there needs to be some justice because it ain't fair. I live right next to the Metro North, and when I said that, I heard the train go, yeah, my little cousin's here in spirit. They need some justice. And if there's fake friends around or fake people that know something, ain't saying nothing, y'all on borrowed time too. Because y'all literally are hoarding information of an innocent person that lost their life over nothing. So even if you know something and you don't want to say nothing, you're gonna see the repercussions too. You don't play with a child of God. You don't do that. Definitely, I know I'm definitely a child of God. And I have my day when I'm going to meet my expiration date. And I'm not even scared because I know when I leave this planet, I'm going straight to heaven because I love the Lord. And I also am spiritual. And I know that this world is just something that's just like physical. But the energy lives on forever. So, yes, I believe that karma is real. You do good, you might not get it right away, but you're going to get your justice one day. You do bad, you might think you got away with it. You might thought you did something. Nigga might kill somebody in 83 and finally get caught now. You're going to reap what you sow. So just try to sow good things. Anybody out here faking it, stop the nonsense. Knock it off. We could see through it. I could see through all the fake shit. That's why I don't have no friends. And it's not that I don't have friends. I have people that I love that I consider family. But I'm not the friendly girl. I'm not the girl that you're going to see out at every bar or every event with a whole group of girls. Nah, that's not me. And it's by choice. I'm very private. I'm very selective. Like, if I was a dude, I would be extremely selective of the type of ladies that I date. I'm a woman, and I'm very selective of the type of women that I wouldn't have in my circle. I am very, very selective. And we're just associates. We're just buddies. Not even ride or die. It's not homegirls. We ain't going to each other's house having sleepovers. But I still have to be very, very selective of who I have in my circle. And I feel like if I have to be so selective and can't, I don't want to leave my drink down because the bitch might try to poison me. I ain't hanging around you. For what? I don't trust you. So why the fuck would I hang around you? Excuse my language. I'm sorry. But people need to be careful out here. There's a lot of fake, jealous haters out here. Some could be family. Some could be friends. Some could be at your coworkers at your job. Nobody wants you to do better than them. So even for, I tell my daughter, she's young and she's a little popular kid, you know. Not everybody's your friend. I tell her that early so she don't have to get disappointed and have her heart broken. Not everybody's your friend. People might be your friend. They want to be your friend when it's beneficial. You know, y'all out having fun and whatever, da, da, da. But you need to really be careful who you tell your secrets to, because your friend that you think is your friend will try to destroy you. You understand me? So just growing up, learning certain things. I don't have a lot of friends, and I just wish my little cousin Z would have just been a loner. And, you know, because he was always chill and laid back. So that's why I'm still to this day like, it wasn't meant for him. Why did that happen? It's not fair. Why him? It's a million of a dusty, dirty people out here that could have, and I don't want that to happen to nobody, but why my little cousin? Why him? God only knows. God only knows. We will never know until we go to the pearly gates. If we're blessed, if we have that luxury, when we pass away, we could go to heaven and meet the Lord. Not all of us is going to get that luxury. So I'm not going to keep this drawn out, because somebody like keep hearing this Debbie Downer, like, girl, Taniqua, go drink your wine and sit down somewhere. I know that's what I'm about to do, but just be careful of fake friends, people. I don't call nobody my friend. Like, if you really my friend, I don't got to call you my friend, because you already know what it is. Like, you already know. Like, I don't got to be like, oh, this is my friend. Nigga, we family. If I knew you 30 years, 20 years plus, we fam. I ain't got to speak to you every day. I ain't got to be at your damn PTA meetings. You know, that's for kids. I'm just saying in general. But I ain't got to be supportive all the time. But when you need me, you can call me. You know I got your back. You call me 3 o'clock in the morning. You need a situation. I'm here. I'm going to answer. I'm going to help you figure it out. That's who I consider a friend to. But all these fake people trying to figure out how you making your money, how you still surviving, why you not stressed out. You don't know niggas taking care of you, but you still got your bills paid. You still always look fly. Nails always done, hair always done, always got money. Niggas trying to figure out. And bitches, like, how she don't fall off? Those are not my friends. Those are nosy bitches that want to carry bones, but don't know that I'm literally the puppet master. The only reason you have access is to me because I allow you to. And I'm only telling you what you think you want to know. I'm not telling you what the real deal is. I don't know you. The only people that really, really know me is the niggas that really, really know me. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Have a wonderful weekend. And ladies, don't let any of these dusty dudes waste your time. It's a lot of dust out here. That's disguised as diamonds. But it's really dust. It's nothing but a dust bowl. And fellas, stop getting bamboozled by these chicks that's doing bad. They're not doing nothing. They're not doing nothing with their life. They ain't got nothing going on. They ain't bringing nothing to the table. All they want to do is argue, smoke hookah, and drama. Stay away from that. Start investing your time into somebody that's going to elevate you. May have you thinking differently. You know? Don't be with somebody that's going to keep you in that box and keep the same repetitive toxicity going on over and over. And that goes for friends, too. If you were a friend that always got drama all the time, always. I'm not talking about, you know, shit happens, but I'm talking about every time she's always getting in bar fights and just weird stuff. I don't have any friends like that, but I'm just saying hypothetically. If you have a friend that's always your homeboy or something, he can't hold his liquor, he want to knock niggas out, he want to fight the bouncers at the club, leave those people home. Cut your losses early, because you're going to be at the wrong place at the wrong time with this so-called friend, and you're going to be the one that's going to get the repercussions, not them. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Stay sucker free. Mind your business. Drink your water. And live your life right. I love you. This is Fairy Child again, coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm out. Bye.